Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever noticed how often the imagery of a bird is used in religion, especially in the Gospels? Isaiah will soar with God on eagle's wings. An eagle is used because he has the strength to actually fly and sustain a flight in high winds. They're graceful. They have swooping curves, sharp of eye. You have also the pelican. The idea of the pelican is still used in the imagery of the Eucharist today is because most common you will see a pelican over a nest of its babies, and it was thought that when it couldn't feed its babies, it would actually pierce its own breast and feed them with its own blood. Perfect image of the Eucharist. Now you come to a chicken. A chicken. What do we commonly think of about chickens? When somebody runs away, we call them a chicken. When you're afraid of stuff, we call them a chicken. Yet he's talking here, and a lot of the commentaries go through and talk about the brooding of a hen, how Christ actually brooded over all creation and nursed it. So there's an imagery of mothership over this idea of creation, this imagery of paternal care. I also found, and this is what I always think of when I hear this passage, and this is why I bring it up. In seminary, I was told there's another way that a chicken actually serves as a perfect image of Christ. It's at this time that Christ is actually turning his eye to Jerusalem. He knows what is before him. He knows that he is going to perish. And he knows why. And it's a sacrificial love. Now think about that when he sits there and says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I've longed to gather you under my wings as a mother hen to her brood." There's something that a chicken does that is actually quite impressive. In instances of a fire, especially in a farmyard, a chicken, sensing the danger, actually calls its children to her. The reason that it does this is she covers them with her very body and sits down on them. And the flames sweep over her. And she feels every degree of heat, every lick of the flame. She feels every burning, terrible sensation and doesn't move. She does this in order that her children are safe. They survive the fire because she uses her body as a shield. They survive the fire because she willingly sacrifices herself. Is that not what we celebrate at the end of Lent on Easter? That Christ willingly went to a cross, a form of torture. He was beaten, broken, bruised, and died. And it is through every lick of pain that he endured, it is through every malicious hit, every stripe and puncture wound on his body, that we say he has conquered death. Death holds no fear, no control, and no surprise for us. Can you start to see why I actually think of that story before I think of all others when I hear the words of a chicken? It's not about Christ running away. It is about him desiring so much to call his people to him that the fires can rage over him and they're all protected. That his creation survives, that it endures, that it flourishes, that it is reconciled to himself. It's not an act of fear. It is an absolute act of subjugation to the Father's will in order that we can have what we cannot achieve on our own. It is self-sacrifice at its finest. And it's something that we can never hope to emulate. We might be able to save a friend, but we in and of ourselves can never conquer death. We can never reconcile the world. We only do that through Christ. So I encourage you to be a chick that listens to its mother hen and walk in the ways of your parent. Only that way leads to life. Only that way conquers death. Only that way is open to all and has any meaning. Otherwise, we embrace the time-honored understanding of what we think of as chickens, and we run away in fear. This is not something to fear. Being Christian is not something to fear. Showing the world that you are Christian is not something to fear. But it is only through the self-sacrifice of Christ that it is nothing to fear. Amen.